Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're going to be taking your calls and also getting to our little educational discussion, but we're going to take some calls first. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and you may press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Well, we ask that you do, because otherwise we won't know that you want to be on the air. So do press 1 if you'd like to talk to us or have a reading. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation, and we do invite our callers to join us on Facebook and on Twitter, and there's a few pages where you can show your support for our show. Our personal page, Neil and Kristen Baker, you can either send us a friend request or follow us there, or Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So that's the actual show page. And we appreciate if you find us there. Give us a like, or two, or three. All right. We have a caller from, it looks like a Skype number. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Anshul from India.
Oh. Hi, Anshul. A-N-S-H-U-L. Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, I am good. How about you? Same to you.
Good, thanks.
It has been around 4 or 5 months since I last called.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I would like to get some guidance still on the career path. Things have not changed in last 5 months, in the sense that I have been looking for.
Anshul, I'm going to stop you because you're cutting in and out, so we're hearing like every other word. So I don't know if there's like a headset you need to address, but it's there's like.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, so I would like to get guidance on opportunity in terms of career. In last 4 or 5 months, I have not been able to find something which could either get me closer to my family, or maybe take them to my place. Nothing has been showing up as an opportunity.
And what did we tell you last? And currently, what can remind us what exactly is happening? Because I'm not sure. Are you far away from them still, or are you back home? You're home, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, No, I am in India, but it's like around 2,000 kilometers away from them.
But you weren't in India and then came back to India, correct?
Yeah, I was out and then came back to India, but the distance within the country is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like I can visit them once in 2 months, kind of. So I have been looking for opportunity in and around where my family is based, but nothing is showing up.
Nothing's happening.
Is it about a 20-hour car drive to your family?
2,000 kilometers. This is like, what, 1,000 miles?
How long would it take to drive to your family by car?
I'm not good at it.
No, I can't drive. I mean, that's
if you
it will take 3-4 days to reach.
Oh, three or four days. Oh, yes. Just was wondering. 2,000 kilometers is what?
I can
convert it quickly.
Well, he's not going to be able to convert it.
In miles, it will be around 1,100 or 1,200 miles.
How many?
Around 1,200 miles.
He did. Wow. That's impressive. It's like, 1,242.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So we're having some trouble getting you closer to your family with a job. We're having some trouble there. You know, I mean, and you've applied to all the obvious places that would provide enough income for you. You've applied. Have you, how have you applied? By online or what do you do there?
It's like there have been where I have applied online. There have been few places where I have sent my CV through references.
And you haven't gotten any response back?
Yeah. No response.
And remember last time there was something about a three-story, wasn't it like a three-story building that was mentioned on the last show? Neil mentioned that.
That was long back, and I am there only. My office is on third floor.
Yeah, that's where you are now. So what are you making in America?
Yeah.
Can you ask what you're making in American dollar, what it would be translated?
Dollars.
You can give us the amount and I can convert it. Just give us the amount in, what is it, rupees?
I will give you. It's like annually around $40,000.
And how much do you need to make to provide for your family?
It would be something like 35,000.
35,000 dollars US.
So you're making about the same that you need to make, and
yeah,
you're far away, huh?
Yes, yes.
Does this company you work for, do they have any sister companies or any other companies that where you could transfer?
No. It does not have any brand group company as such.
Could you call? I'm wondering, Amzo, if you could actually call the manager of the company you're interested in and talk to him personally and ask for a personal interview. Just talk to him.
Two places I have been kind of connecting, but they have not been able to get any interview done.
Well,
so you've tried to get an interview with higher up.
I mean, these are the people whom I know. And they are in higher position, so I asked her about an interview if possible, but they have not been able to arrange as of now.
I wonder why. I mean, I wonder why. Let me ask you, are you qualified? Are you qualified? How well is your work record?
It's quite good, and both of them know that.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you spoke to your two friends?
Both last month.
And what are they telling you? Do they say, well, we've tried? I mean, are they reporting to you back what they're actually doing for you?
Like I asked, one of them said that he will check if anything is possible. And the other person, this time he was not sure whether when it can happen, an interview.
Okay. And what about, you said two people. What did the other friend tell you?
Yeah, the one person said that he will see if something is possible. The other person said that there's some restructuring going on, and I'm not very sure when it will be possible.
Okay, so they may have high positions, but obviously they don't have the kind of power you're looking for. I mean, they might be able to, they seem to be giving you excuses. You know, maybe they are legitimate. Maybe they are legitimate to some extent, but what I would do if I were you, and you can't lose by doing this. You can only win or get nothing. Well, I mean, you won't really lose anything, but you need to have a conversation with the manager, the one who does hiring, the person that is very important, mm-hmm. You need to at least call and say, I would like to speak to him. And they go, what is this regarding? And just say a job. And they go, well, you have to go through the proper procedure. And just be a little bit pushy and say, I understand that. And I have done that. And it's been months. I would just like to let him get to know me for 5 minutes on the phone, if that's possible. And then you say, I'm looking for work. I want to be near my family, that's my incentive, but I know something about your company, and I would love to have a formal interview with you, but I'm going about it this way because I need to be a little bit proactive. Because what's happening is you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. Then you have these two friends, and they're telling you, wait, wait, wait. If you wait at the train station that long with all these promises, I don't know. And even with our psychic work, there's trouble. So what we're suggesting...
Yeah, for quite a while too.
Yeah, it's too long.
He's been looking for a long time.
You need to be bold. Don't worry about it. Just call and see if he'll grant you a couple minutes on the phone. Maybe he'll get to know you in 2 minutes and say, okay, I'll sit. Why don't you come down so-and-so? And, if you did go down for an interview and it takes 4 or 5 days to drive, what do? Fly?
What?
If you were granted an interview, would you fly down there?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So that's about a 2-hour flight?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we're suggesting you do. Because we're frustrated too for you. For you, we're frustrated. So we're suggesting that you get on the phone and you try to have a brief conversation with the manager and say, I would love to have an opportunity to meet you in person because I've been waiting months. And if he says, well, we're not hiring right now, say, I'm prepared to just come down and meet with you and let you get to know me because I'd love to work for your company. And just don't say it's my family. It's because of my family. He doesn't care about that. Let him know what you've investigated about his company and why you really would like to work there and what you have to bring to it. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking that maybe that might help you because we're waiting too long on this.
Yeah.
What do you think of that idea? Are you not going to do it or would you do it?
Yeah. I will do it tomorrow itself. No problem.
Well,
okay.
call us back sooner than 5 months from now, too, because it's a little bit too long to go if you're not having success. So let us know what the results are.
Let us know.
Yeah. I will give you a call next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck, Anshul.
Thanks.
Cut him off a little early. Okay, we have another caller. And it is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kristen. I know I just wrote you an email back.
I know, and I was meaning to respond rapidly this time, and I haven't.
No, it's
yet,
fine.
But...
No, it's fine. I just kind of wanted to call on an actual show and just give, like, a live validation. Like, I called you guys back in November about that situation with you know, with the man that I'm involved with, and he, you know, how he's leaving his situation with his wife, and he's leaving her, and he's going to come and live and start a new life here with me. And
yeah.
From the very beginning, you and Neil have been absolutely spot on about this situation. Like when I first called a couple years back, Neil was saying he was really unhappy in a situation. And even though he was still trying to like struggle to try and keep it together or whatever with this other woman, when he eventually came and told me that he was going to be leaving her in November, pretty much everything that Neil had said that he had felt, he admitted to, in, you know, out in an email to me, you know. So you guys were right about that. And then in November, sorry?
Sorry, I'm giving Neil your birth date. Go ahead.
Oh. I was going to say, and then back in November when he said he was leaving his wife, he said that he would need about a year to save up money to come, or a little bit more than a year even, because of how much he has like some debt, and he needed to save up in order to get you know, maybe a vehicle or something to come here, because he, you know, lives in an area with a lot of public transportation. So it was really far out, and I remember calling and Neil saying, I don't see him staying there past July. So I just want to tell you both that like he's moving here in June, so a lot earlier than a year or more. But
so
at the time when I asked, yeah,
go ahead, just real quick,
yeah.
Because in the email, you mentioned all of these things, but you didn't say he's actually moving here in June. That was not.
Yeah, we had actually. Yeah, the day after I wrote to you, he was like, "Here's my plan, and this is how much." Because we, you know, we found out about you can get a pod to move your stuff, and that it's much less expensive.
Like that, for 25.
Yeah, like 2,500, and it's much. So, but when Neil initially said, "I don't see him staying there past July," I was like, "There's no way he'll have enough money by then." So just the fact that he's gotten a ton more work just like out of the blue, a lot of other things have fallen into place to get him to be able to save all this money. So like a lot of things have kind of gone in his favor in order to help like aid this move away from this situation. So I just wanted to say like I'm really shocked, but Neil was 100% right when he said that he was going to move before July. So it seemed impossible, but he was right. So I really wanted everyone who listens to the show to know like that, you know, it's legit completely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We both do. In working together, we formulate these energies, and we're always glad to hear these validations. We wish we got more. I'm sure we do get them. But
you
nice
mean
to
in
get
terms
them on the
of expressed on the radio?
Yeah,
actually,
we actually get validations every day from people who call and let us know.
But public validations
radio,
is nice.
It's always nice.
To have.
So we appreciate that, Mary. And I'm glad because, you know, this is your 33rd year and this is your big change. So this guy could end up being, you know, your soulmate, your husband. I mean, soulmates just means that the souls have mated before. They've been together before. People seem to think if you have found your soulmate, that's it. Soulmates can split up. A soulmate is really defined as your soul and his soul have been together before. So you've been soulmates before. And
what's his birthday
again?
He's a 23-5 or is it a 32-5? He's 23-5.
It's a 23-5 and he's 11-12-1971.
1971, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, Neil.
11,
his
12,
master number. His master number is, I mean, his karmic number is broken up in his month and day. 11 is a 2 and 1-2 is a 3, so that's 23. But anyway.
Yeah.
Some kind of rough stuff going on in his,
you know,
childhood.
The thing, the weird thing about it is.
Oh, you're right about that, Kristen. His father actually committed suicide when he was younger, so. You're right about that. It was a very difficult childhood for him. Yeah. So when you said that, I didn't know that that's what that meant. But yeah.
Intense.
Very.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What's his first name?
It's Tom.
Tom.
Or she's probably.
It's okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what I want to say.
His last name isn't Cat, is it? We know a Tom.
No, it's
no,
thumb.
My last
oh,
name
thumb,
is
thumb, thumb, yeah. Oh, Thumb, yeah. We did a reading with him. Very short reading.
Tiny.
Only a 5-minute reading.
Real.
But he was happy.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
The Alley Cat, we did a 3-hour reading. Very disappointed in our reading. But
no,
my
last name has a cat in it, Neil.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, we know that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Do you know that or not?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Anyway, I'll tell
anyway, you. Well, there you go. So it might be psychic. Anyways, you see, you both share a dark past life. Because of that 101, there's an 11 with a 0 in the middle and 1-1.
He's got 11 a couple of times, plus in his, not only in the month and day, but he's got it in his first and last.
Yeah. And then the days add up to 12.
The days add up to 12.
10, and then the 1 and 1 is 2. There's a 12.
And their master numbers are an 11.
Yeah.
But I mean, the good thing about the 11 on a positive note is that there's an intense sexuality between two people who are connected on the positive side of an 11.
Yeah, 6 and 5.
Yeah.
So what you're, you know, his intention to, okay, move in June, we said no longer than July. But look, June is his master number. That's May and June. But he's moving there in June.
Which is her master number.
Which is your master number, 6, in terms of the calendar, our current calendar. So what you're going to experience in him moving there is you will go through a couple of months after he's gotten there. You'll go through a little bit of a rough sexual relationship.
Meaning like bondage.
Yeah, bondage.
Oh my God.
Handcuffs.
There'll be a little bestiality in there.
A little bestiality. We hope you have pets.
Yeah. So, but.
Sorry.
But,
sorry,
yeah.
Neil. Took you off the train of thought there.
My thought. So, where was I? Who
you
am
were
I
saying,
talking to?
Oh, God.
Psychiatrist.
Are we talking to Thompson or Alley Cat?
Alley Cat at the present moment. So there's going to be some difficulties adjusting in the sexual relationship while they are getting acclimated to the living environment.
Right. So let's say in about 3-4 months down the line, you have a little bit of a sexual, you're in a sexual situation, and there's an argument that suddenly occurs. And you're thinking to yourself, where is this coming from? Oh, God, this is getting way out of hand. Don't worry about it, because what's going to happen in your connection is you will also briefly go back to a past life, like a mysterious time machine, like a flashback in a movie. And you'll do that in your current body, because you have to kind of wrap up while you're together. You have to wrap up whatever disturbing karma happened between the two of you. Now, because of that, that's not a big deal, as long as we're giving you the awareness, because what you'll realize is to yourself, you should have that flashlight going on. It goes, oh yeah, okay. Neil said there would be a little bit of an argument. I'm understanding it. I won't explain this to Tom, but we're going through a little bit of a past life energy, and I'm just going to be agreeable with them. Say, oh, I get it. Oh no, I totally understand. And then he'll relax, and the thing shouldn't last more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's nothing to worry about. And not even, it just came up right now in our language, probably because he's moving there now. But but it's not a big deal. I mean, it could happen in regular life. You know, you have little arguments.
Well, anybody, yeah. I mean, especially when you're adjusting to somebody being, I mean, right now they're in like holiday mode when they see each other. I mean, you work together, but it's like a novelty being together. And then, you know, you split apart and go back to your normal lives.
Yeah, because basically what we're saying underneath all this fabric is this could be, quote, your husband, you know, the guy who marries you. Where the stage is pretty much set for that. It's not a guarantee, but you've got a really good grounding here for the souls to make an agreement into the present situation that they need to bond together till death do you part, that type of thing. So I don't know if that's ever discussed or if it's in your mind. It may turn out to be an exclusive relationship, but marriage is still in the picture.
Yeah, we've actually spoken about, like, you know, when he was currently with the other woman, he mentioned, you know, if I wasn't with this person, I would I could see myself marrying you, and I would, you know. And so that him saying that was like, oh my God, like I was like, what? Because I felt the same way. I feel the same way that we could be married, and I do. I feel, I mean, we've known each other for 7 years, so you know, now
well,
we were together for two. You know.
Let me tell you real briefly. When he says I could see you, what we're talking about is the transcendent, the future. And when we get into the future, we get into the area of your year. And in that regard, 8 and 7 is 15. And then your last numbers are 1 and 5, respectively speaking. You see that? 87 is 15. And lo and behold, your last numbers are 15. He's actually talking in code. He doesn't realize it. But when he said, I could see us, he's actually being a psychic, because he's actually connecting to the code in your birth date.
Oh, wow.
And like Kristen was saying, because she picked that up psychically about the danger and the suicide, the area of the suicide also connects to you due to that past life.
The zero. I was surrounded by an 11.
Yeah, so you can explain that.
Well, the zero in a birth date is, well, she listens to the show, but typically when a zero appears in a birth date, there is a wasted life, either wasted through drugs or alcohol or through a suicide. So probably in your past life history somewhere, that's why that's coming up. And anyway.
That's really strange you mentioned that. I just wanted to just mention one thing about, I'm like very avert. I don't do any sort of drugs or anything. And even when I'm around, if I'm ever around anything like that, I tend to, it just gives me a really bad feeling. And I had a dream once that I was a musician and I had overdosed on a drug, on something. I had like a dream about this. And so it's really weird that you mentioned that, because I always said to myself, oh no, like I think I might have like overdone it with drugs in a past life. Cause now in this life, I'm like, I cannot, like I would never ever venture into that way. Like it's very unnerving for me. So I don't know. This may be real, you know, in that
well,
way.
It's interesting too, because in the environment that you're in, I mean, you're a singer, but also, I mean, you're in it, you know, not all musicians are involved in a nighttime atmosphere where it's a club setting.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of drugs around you. Not necessarily.
Yeah, I've seen people using them, and I would never in my life. I mean, you'd have to like strap me down or something, force me, because I don't. It like gives me this really bad feeling in my stomach, and I feel like I hate it. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put more fear in you, so you'll never do it
either.
Morphine. Yeah, morphine. Yeah, morphine. Yeah, we just happen to have a little bit left.
we used all of it this morning before the show.
But, you know, we have more concern about the postal system. You know? So it's going to be tape, a lot of tape on the envelope. Okay, so 1018 actually becomes a 10. And that is also your month. So the gravitational pull of that 10 being in your month and also in the accumulation of your first four numbers, that gravitational pull is saying, if you screw up this time, and you probably won't, but if you screw up this time, you're screwed. Because you will fall back into a karma where your whole life will be ruined. And there's a guarantee that that will happen. So just keep your nose clean, no pun intended, and keep everything
else. Oh, I am, you know.
Be grounded.
Like there's no, it's, you know, no draw for her.
No, yeah. Be grounded. Don't fall into any, you know, those dramatic musicians. Oh, my life's despairing. I think I'll take drugs and be dramatic. Don't.
Never.
Clean. Well, good. Then what's going to happen is that 8 in your day is going to transform into the 8 in your year next to 5 expression, which means that you're bound to have a very beautiful life, expression wise, money wise, and his 71 becomes an 8. So an 8 and 8 is 16, 7, and we're just going on. That's spirituality. So you've got a very good future if you stay in the future tense of transcending. You're in good hands.
I'm excited. And honestly, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for your support through this situation, because it's been so emotional, and it's taken him a while to come to that real decision, like, I'm done, you know. And I knew he was struggling with that, you know, but I knew he was unhappy too, you know. And I'm just so happy that it's coming to the end, and hopefully this relationship will be it for me, because I am so incredibly happy with this person, and I really hope. So I can't wait to keep you updated. And Neil, I want you to know that I got your book, You're a Cultist Leaver.
Oh, I got did it you the get mail. It in the mail yet?
I got it through the mail, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, that's not the book, is it? And I opened it up, and I'm
big.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be reading forever, Neil.
Oh no, if you put four legs underneath it, you can use it as a little card table. Just in case you don't read it. You know, if that book doesn't turn you into taking drugs, then you're really past the test.
Have you started it yet?
I have. I just got it yesterday, so I'm gonna start it tonight, and we'll see
okay.
how far I get. And I'll
well,
have
thank
to
well,
back
good
to you.
Luck.
You know, I appreciate that.
Good luck.
So, thank you for purchasing that. I appreciate it. You know, just take
you're
your time and
you can jump around. I mean, doesn't necessarily.
No, you don't want to jump around.
Well, you can.
Yeah, I mean, just take your time and read it through. And
it will
you
take
know,
you probably 20 years.
I bought a book called Infinite Jest. I bought a book called Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace, who did commit suicide. And that book took me a long time to get through. I even talked to a doctor who bought it, and he said that he finally threw it against the wall because he couldn't get through it.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you've got to look at this book as a satirical survey of civilization. You have to look at it that way. So everything's sort of satirical. You'll find some things kind of maybe grotesque, but it's all
there are some grotesque
satire.
Things.
But the ultimate, I'll give you this clue, the ultimate solution of the book is the feminine aspect of the universe.
But don't skip to the end to find out what that is.
Okay, I won't. Oh, no, I didn't even look because I just looked to see how many pages it was. So 906.
Yeah.
So I didn't look. I didn't read anything. I just wanted to.
It's definitely not like a summer read. It's not light reading. But, you know, there's a lot of layers to the book. And
well, I'm a huge fan, and I really have a lot of respect for both of you. And I'm an avid listener, and I love to take every moment of my day and try and absorb as much knowledge as possible. And just knowing that I have this little extension of Neil at home so that I can read other stuff while you guys aren't on the air. It's pretty cool. So I look forward to it.
Okay. So were you going to say something?
No. Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Okay. So, and I will get to your email shortly with the rest of your questions.
Oh, no rush. No rush. I just wanted to call in and just give you some praise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, we have a lot of callers. Who is first here? This is interesting because I didn't do this call. 856. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Rosa Maria.
Right.
Hi. 1231-74. Did I remember
that?
Great. Okay. 17, 11, 10, 1. Okay. Go ahead.
Whatever you guys can get, I did some changes and let go stuff and for the better and stuff like that. Whatever you come up and see for new job, because I'm in between, I have class right now for something totally different and relationship, whatever you got, whatever's easiest is coming up, hopefully this month.
Okay, what's coming up this month? Well, let's see. You just turned 44 years old.
Right.
You always sound like Rosemary sounds chronically congested. I don't know why. Do you have sinus problems or?
I think I do right now. I think I just picked that up. It's probably cleared up. allergies and stuff.
Are you in Florida or the East Coast? I can't remember.
East Coast.
East Coast.
Is it cold out there or mild?
Mild today, not too bad.
Do you have, in your home, do you have any dust problems in your home? I'm serious. Do you have any, like, clutter or dust in your home, or is it clean and...
It's pretty much clean, a little bit of dust.
Okay. Have you ever worked in any media-associated job? I can't recall.
Maybe, yeah, you can see that. Yeah, I did.
What was that job?
My computer field and stuff like that, media systems and stuff.
Oh, okay, then I see something coming in that's going to be somewhat new to you, something you've never done before, but it's backed up by your experiences. So the first step is I see a new job coming in.
She's going to be dusting.
Yeah, you're going to be dusting while you're singing. No, you're doing something in with media-related sources. Are you going through papers or something? We're hearing a noise in the background.
No, it's something with my phone. It's like digital.
I got it. Okay, I just want to know. You're going to be doing something with media. It's a media-related theme. Media related. It's brand new. You look very happy doing it. And in that job, you have the ability to be promoted. I know very little about the internet. I don't really go on it that much or anything, but I grasp things pretty quickly. So it has something to do with the internet, maybe the computer, the internet. But you're resourcing. What is your current job right now?
Right now, I'm not in one. I'm in between. Right now, I'm taking a class that's probably with the media stuff, with like nail tech and stuff like that.
Oh, so it is a media thing you're doing right now.
Right, like a nail tech. I can put it on media and stuff like that.
Okay, you know what? I think if you're feeling like kind of in the doldrums and you don't really know, you know, what your future holds, we're suggesting that something's going to come up here. You're going to get a brand new job, and you seem to be very happy. Now, the journey to get there might take 3 or 4 months, so you've got to know how to survive for that time period. Are you currently working at all?
No.
How are you supporting yourself?
Save some money.
Okay.
Pretty much.
How long will that last you?
Well, I need a job before it runs out. This month.
Yeah, but how long? A month? 2 weeks?
Probably a couple months.
That's what I said. That's what my original thought was. That's 2 months. A couple months is 2 months. And I'm thinking that your job could come in 3 or 4. So I'm going to try to push the cards in your favor to bring your job in by maybe March. So that means that you could easily survive by at least another month. And maybe if we can get you a job by then you'll have at least a month left of savings and you're working until your first paycheck. So, So what you've got to do with this reading is you've got to look at possible places where you could be employed, and then our energy will combine with that so that maybe by your physical maneuvers, looking for work, applying to places you think, and our energy work that Krista and I will do will bring this to a happy ending. And you will have a job by March.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. That's well, don't thinking. Say hopefully. Yeah. You see, when you say hopefully.
You know what I mean? It's like every time I apply to something, it's like it gets canceled or something like that, like my previous jobs and that I used to work for. And
well,
like,
I'm not doing a reading by looking at your past.
Right.
You know, what we got to do, Rosa Maria, is that we have to look at your future. If we look at your past, we're just going to keep looking at your, you know, your disappointments. So, let me ask you something real quick. Are you wearing anything in with clothing that has the color black in it in any way, shape, or form?
I usually wear black stuff when I go out or a party or a wedding, something like that. But I've a couple weeks after I wear black. Right now I'm wearing navy blue. Navy blue.
Okay. Well, that's a dark color, but black is your preference when you go out.
Right.
And, no, I like black too. I used to only wear black when I was younger. It was my favorite color. Okay. So I'm going to ask you another real quick question. I have other callers. So other callers are going to be wrapping this up in about 2 minutes. Have you ever in your life had a goldfish at any time, even as a kid?
Yes.
Okay, so don't worry about that. Chris and I will work on these validations, the color black and the goldfish. And we're going to work on that as energy validations that we will put into the promotion of you getting a job. Do not think negative. If you think negative, what's going to happen is it's going to filter into your third eye and you're going to get all screwed up. So don't think negative and don't think like your reality-based thoughts like, it's going to get all messed up. That's the way it's always going. Don't think that way. Turn your life into a fairy tale. Think positive, and let's see what happens. Give us a call.
All right, I will. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Okay. 323. There's something when you said goldfish, it reminded. I feel like I had a dream about a goldfish.
Really?
Yeah, and something about like goldfish having personalities. I don't know.
They do.
I know.
Yeah, they do.
But I don't know if it was a dream or if it was based on a conversation. I can't remember.
No, they get a bad rap because they're so pet, or they're pets, and they're usually put in a little jar with
tiny
water
jar.
In it.
I mean, tiny bowls.
And it's cruel. It really is cruel. And they don't usually live 3-4 weeks. Some people have a goldfish lives 3 years, but they interact with it. They feed it. They give it amusements to look at. Goldfish love little mirrors in their bowls. They sometimes like a companion.
They're a bit narcissistic.
Yeah. But the problem with the goldfish is when it's in a small enclosed place, they you don't realize they get neurotic. They go crazy.
Well, like any animal would.
Yeah. And their behavior, if you read goldfish language, their behavior is they're totally nuts, like pacing back and forth, talking to themselves. They're crazy.
Well, the misconception is that something so small can be confined to a small place and it's not going to impact. People don't consider that, you know, beings have, you know, more depth than just, you know.
Imagine being locked up in your
what's
bathroom.
Considered, what they're
and
considered
that's it.
To have.
You're just in your bathroom, the door's closed, and that's your life, and you're fed there. But you live in your bathroom, and that's your life. And once in a while, something comes in and feeds you. You're not really interacting with it that much. It just falls from the ceiling. Crazy. We don't realize that even goldfish have feelings. So I don't know. I don't know if that pertains to your dream.
I don't know if it was a dream or if it was a conversation. You know how sometimes things like that get blurred?
Well, goldfish are actually all throughout fairy tales. In the way that they converse with human beings, there's all kinds of things. Even in Pinocchio, Cleo, I think his name is Cleo. Or was that the cat? I can't remember. But very strong. Pinocchio was actually a book. Collodi, the Italian writer, wrote it. So he had all. It's not like the cartoon. It's very different. But it doesn't matter. Goldfish. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Yeah, we have callers. 323 area code. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Fine, thanks. Who's this, please?
This is Gabby.
Hi, Gabby. Spell that for us.
I guess, I think that's a really rough time. I lost my job, lost my housing, my last check I deposited. something happened with it, so no, I don't.
You're in and out. You're in and out. There's like it's
you
gotta very
talk
unclear.
Directly
into your microphone.
You
said speaking to the microphone.
That's it. Now you got it.
Okay. And I'm saying that I lost my job and I lost my housing and the money that I had left for my check, it didn't clear. So now I'm broke and I'm trying to start a business, but I just don't know what to do. And I don't really have much help for me to change the situation. And I'm just starting to get down.
So what business do you want to start?
A little bakery business. Well, like anything vegan, to be honest. I have like three ideas already.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we're vegetarians. I don't know if you're a vegetarian or just want to go into business as a vegan, but...
yeah, I'm vegan.
Is it G-A-B... How do you spell your name?
G-A-B-B-Y.
It is.
That's my nickname. Everyone calls me Gabby.
Gabriella is your name, I guess?
Yes. With one L.
Okay. And what, but we'll write down Gabby, that's what you go by. And what's your birth date?
So it's 04-02-98.
Okay, you don't want to put a zero where a zero doesn't belong. 4-2.
Yeah, don't never say zero before a number because you're
it's
actually distorting the energies when you do that. So you just say 4-2-1988. You're born on the 20th, that's okay, but don't ever put a zero before number. In fact, in multiple tables,
okay,
you'd be reducing the number to a zero.
Zero.
So, okay.
616. I'm having problems adding
636. 33, 6. Oh. Well, that's good for business.
Visionary.
You got an 8 in there. So that's good. Let's see what's going on.
But she's like 20?
Karma.
Yeah, for quite a bit of time, 13 years.
20.
But you're on, let's see.
But she's on a 2.
Someone,
so
we know someone else, another caller and client has this birth. Not the year, but 4-2. It's born on 4-2.
Okay, so vegan recipes now are all over the map. And they're more popular than they've ever been. And if you have recipes or foods that you can give samples to businesses, bakeries, you can start there while you're also doing your own business. You don't have to wait to develop your own business and your icon and everything else.
You
logo, can start
you mean?
Right now. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, that's great, but she has no money right now. Is that correct, Gabby? You don't,
yeah,
you're
no
really
money.
In a hole. So we got to get her out of a hole first
well,
before she starts a business.
Work in a vegan restaurant. You know, go to a restaurant and start working.
Have you applied for jobs?
I've been applying for jobs, but I was getting like second interviews and stuff, but nothing yet.
No. You're going to get one in March.
You know, are you in LA area?
No, I'm in Texas now, like the Bishop Arts area.
Oh, but you have a 323 area code, so that's
yeah,
local.
Yeah, I still live there.
Yeah, so it's a little bit hard. Where are you in Texas? What area did you say? We didn't hear you.
Yeah, I'm like out of Dallas a little bit.
That's not a super like progressive area, is it? I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I've never really been to Texas. But
there's a vegan restaurant with a big window in the front. It's like a glass window. And it's kind of a small place, but it's what I'm saying is that you're going to get a job there.
There's one here. I applied for it, actually got the job, but my friend sabotaged the job, and my ex-friend, and now I don't have the job anymore.
Well, how did the friend sabotage the job? Is the job offer still open to you, or what?
No, they closed it. So we had, like, a little incident there, but my ex-friend is very manic, piss him off. He just kind of, but he has friends that work there. So we had a little argument, and he
sabotaged
opened the floodgates.
And so they rescinded
the
job.
So that's why I'm in the situation right now. Because I was working, but I left that job because I was supposed to start that job.
Gabby, does that one have a big window in the front?
Yes.
Well, how did he sabotage who you are? What did
has friends that work there.
So because they didn't like what he did, they just didn't like anything.
No, he badmouthed her to the friends. Is that right?
Yeah, he badmouthed me. And even now I'm supposed to get paid by someone else, and he was supposed to confirm my hours.
Okay.
Now he doesn't want to confirm my hours.
That's the place that I saw. I saw that. That's the validation. Let's switch gears. About 2 miles from there, there's another vegan restaurant.
Yeah, there's another one there, but it has very slow service. So, because I've visited before, I really like the food, but service there is very spotty.
Well, maybe you could improve the service by being employed there.
Have you employed?
It could be
have
the kitchen
applied?
Too, partially.
Have you applied there?
No, I didn't because of the transportation. So like where I live and there's no like transportation connecting to there.
What is it, 10 miles from your home or something?
It's about like two, but the thing is like the system here is not really efficient. So when I visited there, I really looked.
How many miles is it from your home?
Let me check.
She said two.
Did she say two?
Trinity. So it's about 2 miles.
That's not far.
Well, come on. Get a bike.
You can even walk.
You know, what we got to do, you know what we got to do for you? We're not going to be friendly to your excuses. We just won't be. We're trying to help you. And if your excuse is...
It's an hour walk.
Who cares?
I mean, obviously, as a woman, you know, if you're working nights, probably we wouldn't recommend walking or biking or something.
Or a motor scooter.
Though Ubers aren't really safe either.
But we're not good. That's not our issue. Our issue is not that, and our issue is not listening to you give us your legitimate excuses. You're calling us and you're asking us, how can we help you? We're engaged in helping you.
2 miles versus 20 miles, there's a big difference.
Right.
2 miles is not a...
And
is
I said
not...
10. I thought, well, maybe it's 10 miles away. It's two miles. You can bring something to that restaurant. You got to think, you can't, it's just not going to be an easy path. You might have to work a little bit, but you can bring something to that restaurant and put your own efforts into it. And you can own those recipes, make sure that you own them and you're sharing them with the restaurant or whatever, or you don't have to do it that way, but you'll gain experience, get a paycheck, and then you can do your own sideline business.
Yeah, it's going to be more lucrative for her to wait tables there probably than work in the kitchen, but she could start working towards working in the kitchen and maybe, you know.
That's where you need to go.
Make
next.
Her own recipes.
What's the name of that restaurant? Can you mention it on the air?
Yeah, I can go apply, but like I have to walk there, so I have to figure out a day when it's warm.
What do you have a problem walking? Do you have a problem walking?
No, I don't, but it's not really safe to walk. Like there's highways and stuff, so I don't even know how.
What about not public transportation, but like a taxi? I mean, it's going to cost
money. Like that's what I mean. No, I don't have any money.
What about a bicycle?
I don't have money to get one. Like, I don't have any money whatsoever right now.
Okay, she's really upset. So let's rewind here. What about you have a place you can't afford the rent? Is that correct?
Yeah, because my check didn't clear. If I did my check clear, then it would have been okay. But they said that my ex-employer's account doesn't exist. So that's why I'm in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any way to straighten out the issue with the check? Because that sounds weird. I mean, have you cashed checks successfully before with this employer?
Yeah, I did before. That's why I contacted them. I told them, they said that's weird, but they would call the bank, and my bank is trying to file a claim on it, but that's, they said it wouldn't work till like 7 days from now.
Okay, and then the other question to ask, so you need to continue on that path, and then also, have you reached out to the employer about the check?
Yes, I did, and he said it's weird, but he's going to call his bank. That was
he's
like
calling
three
his bank,
hours
and
ago,
so you're. So okay, and so you just found out about this check not clearing today or yesterday?
Yeah, it cleared yesterday. Everything was fine, and then today, when I checked at 1 a.m., it was that they took the money back.
So
that
it was like
account was in a negative balance.
Overdrawn. So
yeah.
Okay. So you're taking care of that, which is good. Then, is there any way since you're are you employed right now? Or are you not employed? You stopped working for this person?
I'm not employed. Yeah, because I'm supposed to start this new job that I got on Tuesday at a 2-week schedule. Everything was made up, and then Saturday is when they took the. I left my job because I was moving. I was supposed to move, and then they took the job back after.
But you rescinded the job offer. Okay, so
yeah.
Is there anything you can do in way of getting resources from any local agencies in your area? That would be what I'd probably try to spend my day doing today is find out. I mean, like, do you have food in your kitchen? Or are you really at the...
No, I don't have anything. So I was going to call the social services. I have 2 interviews today, so that's a good thing. I was going to go to. Hopefully I get those jobs because that would at least help.
Okay,
kind of work is that?
Go ahead. With the jobs. What are the two jobs you're applying for?
So they're for the kitchen. Kind of kitchen front of the house, and the other one is in the kitchen at this like little French macaroon shop.
Okay, we'll put out energy that you get those. And how are you going to get to
Thank
those
you.
Places?
They must be closer.
Yeah,
are
they're
they
a lot closer. There's like a little. There's a free trolley that goes to that place.
All right. So we'll put out energy for that. We should get that. Let's land that.
And
you be very positive, and don't give them sad stories. Just be very positive, eager, put on a happy face. And don't let any negativity be in the interview. They don't want to hear that. So you
okay.
do that. We're going to try to get this locked in, and you call us and let us know.
Yeah,
if you got
call
it.
Us on Friday. And just to let you know, Gabby, we had a caller, this woman who was completely distraught. She could not even help herself, and you're in a much better position than she was. She was like in Georgia or something. She says, I have all and no food in my house and no money, and what we did is, in addition to energy work, we called local agencies for her and ended up getting food delivered, which anyway, it was pretty much a miracle that we were able to coordinate this. So there are agencies that can help you, and you sound like you're pretty resourceful. So aside from the energy work, do that. Go to those interviews. The check thing, I think, will get straightened out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then contact us on Friday and let us know how things go, okay?
Okay, I'll call you guys on Friday. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. We will be eager to know what happens.
Yeah, you be positive now. Get that, land that job. Just be positive about it.
Okay, I will.
Okay, take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we're out of time. So we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.